Penguin Random House Audio presents Those Who Knew by Idra Novi. Read for you by Kirsten Potter. For Boaz and Lazaro. Part 1. In the aging port city of an island nation near the start of the new millennium. Precisely a week after the death of Maria P. was declared an accident, a woman reached into her tote bag and found a sweater inside that didn't belong to her. Standing at the register in the supermarket, she had reached in for her wallet, which was there, as were her keys and the bundled-up green bulk of her scarf. Only now there was also this worn black sweater. "I don't remember walking away from my cart," she told the cashier, "but I must have, and somebody stuck this in my bag by mistake." She held the sweater up over the register and saw that a white zigzag ran across the front, like the pulse line on a heart monitor. The broadness of the neckline brought to mind a sweater she'd worn in college. She'd worn it constantly until she lost it at the last protest before the election that finally brought Cato down. She'd liked the open feeling of the sweater's neckline, though it was always shifting, and, like her confidence then, had required continual adjustment.
"You could just keep it," the cashier said.
"No, no, it isn't mine." She handed off the sweater, and while the cashier balled it up once more, she inserted her credit card to pay for the eggs and oil she'd come for, and the tin of lemon shortbread she hadn't. 10 minutes later, outside her first-floor rental on a steep curve of the port city's longest road, she reached into her bag again.